you don't have any particular name for that thing that I was talking about, Louisville, and it's a metal clasp.
Mm-mm.
What about a change purse or coin purse or anything like that?
I guess so. Not coin purse.
Do you see old timers, like men, have something like that with a clasp that they might keep folding money in instead of a wallet? Do you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
What about something that a woman might wear around her wrist?
What?
Or
bracelet.
Okay. And what about something that she might wear around her neck?
Necklace.
Would you ever call that anything else? Like if it was pearls or something like that?
Beads.
Beads. Would you just call it beads or a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wouldn't say string of beads?
Mm-mm, just beads.
Okay. Let's see where I was. Oh yeah, string of beads. What about the things that some men wear?
Oh,
come over the shoulders and they'll keep their pants up.
Suspenders.
Yeah. Ever heard any old fashioned names of that?
Mm-mm.
Or a gallop?
Mm-mm.
And what about a thing that you're probably going to need in a little while to keep the rain off of?
Umbrella.
Ever heard that calling thing is?
Parasail.
Is that the same thing? Or is it different?
I think it's smaller or something. Fancier.
But can you use a parasol in the rain?
I don't believe so.
Just keep the sun up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're making a bed, the last thing that goes on the bed, what would you call it?
Bedspread.
Alright. What about something heavier than a bedspread you might use in the wintertime?
Blanket.
Okay. Are you used to hear about people getting together and making these things?
Quilts.
Yeah. And the thing that you rest your head on, that's a...
Pillow.
You ever heard of something that's bigger than a pillow? Might have actually used it to sleep on, or it might have just been put on the bed for looks. Yeah. You ever heard of a bolster?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about something that you might make up on the floor for a child to sleep on overnight?
Pallet?
Yeah. Okay. This adjective, if a farmer is expected to have a big crop, he might say, well, we ought to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Okay. Anything else that would mean the same as rich soil? It's rich or it's... Okay. What do you say the stuff that you put in a garden or a field to make the soil better? To make it
fertilizer?
Better? Yeah. Now, what about an adjective from that word, fertilizer? The soil is very...
Fertile.
Sure. Okay. You have land around here, maybe a low-lying land next to a stream or creek or something like that, that might have had wood on it at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what would you call it? Pretty, usually pretty good land.
Have you heard of calling anything?
Bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be to you?
What, the bottom land?
Yeah.
Just low. Land.
Is that usually pretty good land for growing crops? What is the delta? People in Mississippi talk about the delta. What would that be? Is that bottom land?
That's just delta. There's no trees or nothing. It's just land.
You got any of that around here?
Mm-mm.
What part of Mississippi do you have to go into to get into that? You know?
Southern Mississippi, way down.
Do people say talk about land that just has grass growing on? Grass or hay, something like that. What do people call land like that?
It's just pasture.
Do you ever hear people around here use the word meadow?
Mm-mm.
Kind of fancy, that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about land that's got water on it all the time? You got trees and bushes growing out of it. You got
swamp.
Sure.